Good morning, sir. And you, what's your name, sir?
Tyler Gosser.
Okay.
G-A-S-S-E-R.
There's no one number. Let me see who's going to conduct your hearing, sir. Okay. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will read your hearing, sir, so please just hang on.
All right.
Okay. Well, if there's anything.
Okay, so for the record, could you please state your name and your ABC number for us again?
It's Tyler Gosser. It's 302216.
Okay, Mr. Gosser, we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I am going to introduce the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson, so I'm going to be acting as your panel lead. Also, sir, with us today, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Gosser, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that informed you of this board's meeting today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, I didn't.
Are you representing yourself today?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false, okay? Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states that you have violated the Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a human specimen for drug testing on or about July 19, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 10, 2018 through July 31st, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on your warrant states that you have violated Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a U.S. specimen for drug testing on or about July 30, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 10, 2018 through July 31, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. So the next allegation on your warrant states that you have violated Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of morphine without a valid prescription on or about July 24, 2018 per the task lab report dated July 27, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That one's false.
Okay. Okay, so your final allegation states that you have violated Arizona condition of supervision number 13H as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from viewing, purchasing, possessing any pornography, sexual stimulating material products, or entering into any adult establishment of any kind on or about July 31st, 2018.
That was false.
Okay. So I am going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, since you state that allegations number 3 and 4 are false so that we can get some additional information, okay? Mr. Westby.
And also, you may add that one of Mr. Gasser's parole officers is present if you there are any further questions.
Okay.
Allegation number 2. On May 10th, 2018, the offender was released from ASPC Lewis 2 Chance Unit on TIS status. I'm sorry. On May 10th, 2018, offender was released from ASPC Lewis 2 Chance Unit and TIS status. Offender was transported to the Phoenix Electronic Monitoring Unit for initial intake. Arizona conditions of supervision were explained to and assigned by the offender. offender was assigned to task for random drug and alcohol testing. On July 24, 2018, the offender was directed by CCO Berg to submit a urine specimen at task. The offender submitted the sample, the urine specimens directed, but subsequently tested positive for opiates, morphine, per the task GCMS lab report dated July 27, 2018. The offender did not have a valid prescription for morphine, and attached to the warrant is a copy of the task lab report dated July 27, 2018, that indicates that a specimen collected on July 24, 2018 did test positive for GCMS, positive for morphine.
Okay, so that's not true about that allegation.
No, I never did morphine. It was heroin I did.
Okay. You did heroin?
Yeah, I've been addicted for a long time, and I was in a got in the treatment center and got an opiate blocker. The day they came and got me, I asked to go there, and they told me I could.
Mr. West.
And then when I went ahead at Protest Laboratories, heroin metabolizes into morphine after 24 to 48 hours, so that's why it would test positive for morphine, because that's the metabolized form of heroin.
Okay, did you hear that, sir?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right, so do you have any other questions on allegations 3 and 4, sir?
I don't.
Okay. Based on the admission of Mr. Gasser on allegations 1 and 2, and based on the information of warrant number 2018W2187 of allegations 3 and 4, as well as information from the parole officer, I am going to move to find that Mr. Gasser was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agree. Mr. Neal. Okay, so give me one moment. I'm going to do a little paperwork here. So we're going to go on to phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, and go over some information with you and give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
All right.
Mr. Westby.
On May 10, 2018, Mr. Gasser was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 31, 2018 by the ADC Electronic Monitoring Unit. There were no charges. He was back in DOC custody July 31, 2018, with a projected community supervision ending of November 8, 2018, 0 scandal days. Current conviction, 2015, narcotic drug violation, 2 counts. Count 1, 3.5 years. Count 2, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first time, or first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations in 2015. Here's that his disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2003, sexual conduct with minor, Utah, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, dangerous drugs violation, Utah, felony conviction, probation. 2006, dangerous drug violation, Utah, felony conviction, probation. 2007, DUI, Utah, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, organized retail theft, Utah, felony conviction, probation. 2008, controlled substance violation, Utah, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1 V2. He is a level 3 sex offender, registrable, verifiable, SVP reviewable. DCAC is not cited.
Okay, so I see that when he was released from prison, you were released to the second chance unit on TIS status. With no approved placement. It looks like you approved to reside at was redeemed on November 20th, May 20th, 2018, where it redeemed ovaries at 2210 East Taylor in Phoenix. You were discharged from redeemed ovaries on July 29th due to self-admitted using heroin. Then you were approved to reside at as a transit at 19th Avenue in Glendale. Is that about right, sir?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And you did volunteer work, but you didn't have a job during that period of time?
No, they wouldn't let me work there at all. It was all volunteers, and we helped them out.
Okay. All right, so as far as your program awareness, it says that you were referred to CAC CCAP program due to a long history of substance abuse. You completed that program May 16th of 2018. Because you had an extensive history with heroin use while in prison, you were signed up for a vitro program. It really said that you must meditation maintenance program, and you did not participate in the program once released from community supervision. Is that right?
Yeah, because I couldn't afford it at the time. I just barely got back into it on the 31st. I just got the shot that day.
Okay. It says that you were required to take 6 urine specimens during the period of supervision, and you failed to submit a UA on July 19th as well as July 30th. Then you tested positive on July 24th of 2018 for morphine, in which you self-admitted to using heroin. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like on July 25th, your parole officer, Flaxman, staffed you due to your recent positive UA for morphine on July 24th and missed UA on July 19th. You again admitted to using the heroin on July 22nd, which is the drug of choice. You stated that you asked for a cigarette from a friend who gave you the offender a vapor, and did not realize that the vapor had heroin inside it. The offender was directed to disclose his and relapse. And recent use of heroin to his counsel, for CAC, says that you were also placed on GPS monitoring and increased UA frequency. Then on July 30th, your case was staffed, and you called CCO Bird, stating you used heroin on Friday or Saturday on 7/27 and 7/28. You stated that you needed more counseling for drug and wanted to get into the vitro shot and blocked opiates. Then it was directed to submit a UA on 7/30. And then it looks like you failed that one at that time. It looks like on July 30th you failed to submit a UA as directed. Case was staffed by SPO Prado. Due to the offender's continued non-compliance with the terms of his community supervision and continued use of illicit substance, offender is to be returned to custody. And then just ask a little bit about the follow-up. Was found in possession of hypodermic needles as well as two barrels are not conducive for this type of overdose. So, Mr. Gossett, you were out and you did an extensive amount of drugs while you were in prison. What's the issue? Do you want to get off the drugs, or you just relapsed and didn't care?
I was there the 31st. I had the opiate blocker shot into me. They picked me up, and I was leaving that place after I got all that stuff. And they do group counseling and one-on-one counseling. It's already paid for.
Okay, is that why you left, sir?
That's why I left the halfway house and went up there. Yeah, they got me from that place. It's on 22nd or 23rd and Northern Avenue. I can't remember the name of the place. It was the same place I was getting the shot before. I just barely got the shot the 31st. I was telling them I need counseling. I checked myself in there, and we paid for it.
So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Okay.
So, Mr. Gasser, I see that you are due to be released on November 8th of 2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. What do you plan on doing, sir?
I plan on trying to get back to that treatment center and then going back to Utah to be around my daughter.
Wow, is your daughter have a place for you there, sir, or what?
No, my family does in Utah, but my daughter is only 12 years old, so.
Okay. Mr. Gasser, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on a conclusion of the hearing, sir?
I'd like to be able to get back in that treatment. Like, I paid for it, and it's only good for 45 days to go get the shot. I mean, I'd like to be able to get out and do it. And if you guys let me break out and put that part of my parole, because I know I need the help. I've been doing heroin for a long time, and I've never asked for help, and I've been trying to get help for the last couple of years, but I was in prison and got out. I asked for counseling and found this on my own. Nobody forced me to do it.
All right, so the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Did you have the PO on to say anything? So the board's coming up on a conclusion on your hearing, and as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing, we're going to go into discussion. Prior to going into the discussion, so I want you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. Then, sir, I would get back to you. We'll let you know what the decision of the board. We will make a decision during that period of time whether to revoke or reinstate you, okay?
Aye.
Board's now to discussion. I do understand Mr. Gasser, and he's been on heroin for a very long period of time. He does have a short period, less than 2 months left on his community supervision, and that time he'll be released. He won't be under community supervision of parole. He doesn't want to go back to Utah to be with his family. That may be where he can get his best out with some family support that he actually has there. He does have this violation and things that he's done while he's been on the monitoring system since he's been incarcerated. He has continued to use heroin, and because of his current charges that he actually has and what he's in custody for and not been able to maintain his monitor device, I think it'd be best for Mr. Gasser just to go ahead and complete his time. When it gets done, he'll be able to go back to Utah, be around his family, and hopefully with that family support, he'll be able to get off the drugs and be a successful citizen from that point on. He has a short period of time left on his community supervision. It looks like November 8th of 2018, he will be off of his community supervision. That is going to be my recommendation at this time. However, I am going to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Agree.
Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Gasser, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did violate his parole, and he did admit to using drugs.
Second. Agree.
Motion by myself, second Dr. Wilde. Agree. Mr. Neal. Mr. Gasser?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke the community supervision. You will be released and not on any parole or community supervision. On November 8th of 2018, sir. At that time, you know, if you want to go back to Utah, be with your family, and, you know, hopefully get some family support and get off drugs, sir. We want to wish you the best of luck. We know that you've been using drugs for a long time, and hopefully with that family support, sir, you'll be able to get yourself together and get off drugs and be a productive citizen, Mr. Gasser. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.